I went to, there's this insanely cool building on the hill right next to the arena. And when I pulled in, man, I got emotional. I thought of my dad. Thinking of my dad a lot. He went to the Conley Trade School. Anyone out there go to the Conley Trade School? So my father went. And I get in there, and I meet this man I've never met. And it must have been, and this might sound like an exaggeration to you, but once you kind of drill down, must have been kind of like the first meetings with Walt Disney back in the day. Because in this town, if you don't know Bob Meter, then you don't know what I'm talking about. But he has this, this EIC, the Energy Innovation Center, that is just insane. They took Conley Trade School, where my dad learned his thing. He built his whole career around it. I think Bob's dad went there too. And he turned it into this Disneyland of opportunity right here in the Berg, and I had no clue, which makes me feel like a dummy, but so what? I wanted to bring Bob into the conversation because I want to make this a regular segment, because I don't think, in fact, I know we don't talk about greatness in our town enough. We talk about despair and race and politics and downtown sucks, and man, this like this center rises like this sunrise over this city, man. And when you get in there, it takes your breath away. And I had to snag Bob because he's the guru, the legend. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
Man, I'm fantastic. I'm thinking, if I recall, your dad went to Conley as well, right?
Yeah, it gives me chills, too. Every once in a while, I'm walking in the hall. My dad went to Perry High School, and then he went into Conley for a certificate in electronics. And so he was one of the 1,700 students that went there between 1931 and up into the mid-80s. Then it started to the student population started to wane as parents and school counselors were talking their kids out of going into the trades, which today ends up to be some of the most critical job needs in not only Pittsburgh, but throughout most of the cities in the United States.
By the way,
we often talk about bringing Conley back to the future.
Yeah, this place is sick. It's so cool. It everything from they have what's it called? Is it an ice factory or what's it that cools the building, Bob? What do you call it?
Yeah, well, we have a lot of power generation equipment we've added to the building, and one of them was we put in an ice farm used to be the Olympic pool, swimming pool for Conley. So every night the ice freezes, takes about 6 hours, and every day we melt the ice, and that turns into being able to support the air conditioning system for about 7 hours. So it's a pretty cool technology, not a new one, but one that's very efficient.
Hey Bob, it's like when we met, it's almost as if we're twin sons of different mothers. We were raised in the same home, because once we started talking, and this is why I find this so intriguing to me, is that at this EIC, you firmly believe in making a difference every single day, do you not, sir?
Yes, we designed the building and the programs to be annually recurring for the long time, so long-term period. So, yeah, I've been a fan of yours, listening to your show for many, many years, and know that you have the same passions for just, you know, jumping in and getting something done, and that's sort of the mission and philosophy of the Energy Innovation Center as well.
So one of my boys that I grew up with in my neighborhood, Michael, just texted me. I'm involved in the project in the old Conley building, Exis Energy Management Company. We're providing automation and video walls. So everything you're doing is taking the past into the future and giving folks opportunity, right, Bob?
Yes, Exis is one of the premier tenants there. We have many company and college institution tenants. And they manage the largest windmill farm in the United States out of our building. So by the time we got the space ready for them, they had already grown past the space. They added about 18 new jobs, And they're now talking with Bill Miller, our facility manager, on expanding further. So, yeah, they represent a great example of the kinds of future in energy that Pittsburgh should really lead. And we're proud to have them in our building.
Bob Meter with the EIC, the Energy Innovation Center. He's very humble about this, but my man raised all the money to build this facility that would blow your mind. Hey, Bob, tell our listeners, because this isn't just for big brain guys that sit in front of computers. Tell our listeners some of the opportunities you have, let's just say, in food service.
Yeah, we installed a $2.2 million commercial kitchen about 3 years ago. It has the ability to produce 7,000 meals a day out the door. And we were organized to develop a series of food production program all the way up through Cleveland, Erie, Meadville, all around the Pittsburgh area. Then COVID-19 hit, and all of a sudden, the groups that we were working with, all the restaurants up through that stretch, had to lay off their employees. I think some 84 people went out of work. So we took the kitchen and in less than a few weeks turned it into a meal production center for free meals through the area. So we work with retired Captain Jake Volker, and we work with Chef Claudie Pierre, an African-American chef that operated a site on the north side. And together, they've produced in the last 7 weeks about 45,000 meals. We distribute them through 16 sites in the area free, and we distribute through YMCAs and churches and women's shelters and so forth, and looking to do that for the long term. So one of our star chefs, Claudie Pierre, is leading that effort right now, and it's not only for sending meals out the door, but also training people in the volume production of food, and helping companies that were lost their business because of COVID-19 be able to sustain operations in the region. So it's been one example of us taking the building and making a quick right turn whenever COVID-19 hit.
This is Bob Meter with the Energy Innovation Center. Hey, Bob, you're convinced. You're a mission-based guy. You think at scale, whereas I think I'm going to put one ramp in. I'm going to raise $100,000 for a young lady whose daughter was just paralyzed on a piece of machinery. But you believe in giving folks opportunity that gives them a career, not just feeding people. Do you not, sir?
Yes, at the Institute, EIC Institute, and the center, plus we have, again, five post-secondary institutions in the building. Right now, they're generating about 350 full-time new jobs a year, and the average enrollment there has been 85% minority, 61% heads of household, 100% unemployed, and we do the training in concentrated sessions, so usually training's about 6-7 weeks.
Hey, Bob, can you hang around? I got to take a break. Can you hang with me, man?
I can.
All right, man. This is great. I got to. You got to listen to this. The opportunity is there, and I want to talk to Bob about how you can get involved. Did you hear what he said? 100% of the folks that they train are unemployed. They create almost 400 jobs a year. Pretty cool, eh? He's the CEO and president of Pittsburgh Gateways and the Energy Innovation Center. Used to be the Conley Train School. Like what Bob said. It's back to the future. My father went there. His father went there. It gave my father hope. It gave him an entire career, and it did the same for Bob's dad. Now they're giving hope to hundreds of folks. I hope folks caught what you said, Bob, about the diversity in the background. You want to give folks who did not have hope a future. Do you not, sir?
Yes, our goal is full-time family-sustaining wages so that people can start a career rather than just have a job. And that's been the mission, one of the main missions of the whole project to transform Conley in the first place.
Hey, how does someone get involved, sir?
Well, there's a number of contact points. Hard to go over all the ones, but if you go onto our website, Pittsburgh Gateways Corporation, or the Energy Innovation Center website. It'll lead you to the right contact people. The top three training programs there, among six or seven, we started the program that trains for all 18 building trade unions. That program is now being directed by the Master Builders Guild. They take in about 125 people a year. Again, no tuition fee. And literally have been placing 100% of the graduates who complete the program, and the training goes for just 6 or 7 weeks. The second largest program is UPMC. We train for them for essential workers, and that's through the EIC Institute program. So they'll find that contact. And there again, they take in more than 200 students a year. They take them in groups of about 20, 24, and the programs are short-circuited because, again, they have to be concise and tight because the people in the trainee program are heads of household and need to be to work quickly. And then there's a number of other programs working with Partners for Work and other for the banking industry and so forth. We've always been corporate-led. We try to start a program once a corporation approaches us and has an immediate need. So we're right now in the midst of some pretty exciting conversations for another part of our campus up in Neal with Lecce, where we're going to maybe demonstrate some new facets in housing. All net zero energy. So a lot of opportunities emerging there, and the best is yet to come at the center. It's just beginning, I think, to capture its full momentum.
You're my man. I want to be you when I grow up. It's unusual for me to be surprised and to be enamored with the process and the progress and the vision that actually someone carries out. And we're going to get a regular segment. I'm just trying to think of a quippy name, Bob, all right?
Okay.
Our dads will be proud, man.
Thank you for the time, Marty, and I enjoyed meeting you and having you up and met your colleagues. In fact, I'm reading a book one of your colleagues gave me on Tuesday on the future of work, and so we're doing some pretty good work with Penn State University called Nextivation. So a lot of interesting stuff. Be glad to talk to you again.
All right, my man, we'll see you.
Okay, thanks, Marty.
Thing is, I'm rarely surprised. And if you listen to him, what they're doing is, with all due respect to the food banks, and God bless them, what they're doing is amazing. So you pull up, they give you food, you drive away. What Bob does, and what they do at the EIC, as they call it, is they train you and create jobs so that you're making the food, so that you don't have to go to the food bank, because now you have a living. And they do it in a couple of months. It's beautiful stuff. Beautiful stuff.